Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of 1 Samuel chapter 19, we were taught that Michal lied about David to Saul and his messengers because she didn't trust God to protect David. And we will continue with that thought again today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Again, in our text, we see that Michal lies to the messengers. And it wasn't necessarily wrong to make the bed look like David was asleep in there, but it was wrong to lie about it. Now, she could have just put him in that little basket or whatever, that rope, and let him escape. He still had a full night's escape ahead of them. So, regardless, all she got was an extra hour or two by the time everybody got back to Saul and let him know what happened, and David was gone, and she just didn't trust God would protect him. She lies to the messengers. And then she tells her father when the father calls her in for doing that, "Well, David was going to kill me if I didn't." Now, she has delivered David. And now she thinks, well, now I've got to deliver myself, so the best thing to do is to tell them, well, David threatened me. That's a false charge against David. And now Saul can say, look, this guy's a criminal. He threatened to kill my daughter. We need to bring this man to justice. Wow. You see, it's never right to lie, and all liars have their part in the lake which burneth with fire. So she deceived her father as well as to lie to the messengers. And she deceived him as well as lied to him. And so we see the sin of her father, that sin of lying, being passed on, you might say. She seen how he's used it in his life, and because her heart's not right with God, she says, oh, well, work for Dad, it'll work for me. And she adopts this sinful thing. And basically, she lacked faith to see that God would deliver if she would be obedient to his word. She lacked faith. She lacked ethics and honor. She was thoughtless about Christ and his holiness. Again, if you don't meditate on his holiness, you too will be thoughtless. You don't meditate in his word, you too will lean more toward the flesh. You don't get into the study and absorption of God's word to obey it. Don't expect to be delivered when you're going through the trials of life. Oh, my friend, what a terrible thing to think God's holy ways are not sufficient for the hour. Now we read the rest of the chapter, verses 18 through 24, and we see that Samuel is a contemporary of Christ, not the world, but of Christ. He's Christ-like. He is a type of Christ. In verses 18 through 24, we read this. So David fled and escaped and came to Samuel to Ramah and told him all that Saul had done to him. He and Samuel went and dwelt in Naioth. And it was told Saul, saying, behold, David is at Naioth in Ramah. And Saul sent messengers to take David. And when they saw the company of the prophets prophesying and Samuel standing as appointed over them, the Spirit of God was upon the messengers of Saul, and they also prophesied. And when it was told Saul, he sent other messengers, and they prophesied likewise. And Saul sent messengers again the third time, and they prophesied also. Then went he also to Ramah, and came to a great well that is in Sakeu. And he asked and said, "Where are Samuel and David?" And one said, "Behold, they be at Naoth in Ramah." And he went thither to Naoth in Ramah. And the Spirit of God was upon him also, and he went on and prophesied till he came to Naoth in Ramah. And he stripped off his clothes also and prophesied before Samuel in like manner, and lay down naked all that day and all that night. Wherefore they say, "Is Saul also among the prophets?" Now we see, here is Saul. And I'm reminded immediately of Mark chapter 1, verses 14 and 15, where we read this. Now after John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. Now you'd think, you hear that, hey, John's put in prison, we better not go to that area and preach. Jesus comes preaching the kingdom of God. And by the way, what would scare most away? Jesus does. He is told to preach the word to the world. Now, sometimes, and I heard somebody say this recently, and it made sense, we say we're going to reach the world with the gospel. Well, the Lord told us to preach the gospel to the world. A lot of times the idea of reach is we don't really give a clear presentation. We don't say anything about sin that might offend somebody, and we got all these cute little things that we do, and it doesn't reach the soul. And the Lord told us to preach the gospel, and that's what we need to do is preach. Let's use the right terminology, preach the word. And so he's preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel." Did you notice that as Jesus preaches the good news, what has he called the people to do? To repent. Jesus is preaching to unsaved people, and he calls these unsaved people to repent. As he preaches to them the gospel, see, he's got to make them see they're sinners that deserve to go to hell, and that's why he will die for them. Well, in our text here now, Saul hears where David is and with Samuel, and he sends messengers. And so the messengers go, and when they get there, they hear Samuel. And the prophets preach, and they end up preaching. He said, sends three sets of messengers, and all three sets end up prophesying. So finally, Saul comes. And what happens? He starts to prophesy, and David is able to escape again. I'll be reminded of 1 Corinthians 1:17-18 and verse 21. "For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with the wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God." By the way, have you ever heard anybody say, "I don't like that church, all they do is preach salvation"? You can't grow if that's all you preach. Well, my friend, the Bible just told us the preaching of the cross is power. And so maybe your mind is so weak you cannot understand that. Verse 21 says, "For that after in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe." Now, there are people I know I've been told of places that I've preached before, they don't want me back because of telling it like it is, and sometimes getting a little bit loud when I tell it like it is, as preachers are wont to do. And so what is it? Well, they're the ones that are going to try to reach instead of preach. They're going to depend on the marketing instead of the power of the Holy Spirit and doing it God's way, according to His Word. And so they do that, and so they think that it's foolish. You can't preach like that today. And, you know, I remember when Ronald Reagan was running for president, and whether you like the president Reagan or not when he's running, one of the things he said that it was possible to take down the Soviet Union. And they made fun of it. His own party made fun of it. A lot of his own people made fun of it. But he was just the kind of guy that decided that he believed that it was possible, and if he was in position, it'd get accomplished. When he was in Berlin and he said, tear this wall down, his speechwriter said, Mr. President, you can't say that. You can't say that. You got to take that out of there. Don't say that. He said it. And there was a man that decided that his principles were greater than the forces of evil. And he said that there was a force of good and a force of evil, and he looked at the others as the forces of evil. But I say that in saying this, our God is greater than all. When people say you can't do that anymore, when you're just teaching and preaching the word as it is to men as they are, as He commanded us, they don't believe in the power of God. And you see, what they're emulating, what they're contemporary with, what they are a type of is the world in religion instead of a type of Christ taking the gospel to the world. Now, Samuel had warned Paul that he'd lose the kingdom. He needed to repent. He didn't do it. Jesus warned in Luke 13:3, repent or perish. Except if you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Saul was warned, and he didn't heed the warning, and there are too many today that don't heed the warning of repent or perish. And especially it's hard with preachers out there, these little preacherettes, who get out there and say, oh, repentance is a work. Now let me just say this. No one, absolutely no one is saved but through the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ is the payment, and no one goes to heaven but through that blood. But that blood was the payment for our sin. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.